Hi there, Ruth Ann and everybody. It's Judy calling. I just hope everybody had a great Easter, and whether or not you had a chance to catch a glimpse of your beloved, you guys live under the same bright sky, and that person, even though that person might seem far away, it can all happen in a suddenly, and God can turn everything around and resurrect what you see right now as being totally dead. But anyway, now that I'm walking around with a sling on my left arm and learning to do things in a different way, I'm trying to get messages and things from my life that can apply to you guys. And even though it's a very different circumstance that I'm in right now compared to where you're at, I do want to let you know that some of the same things I am facing right now, I know you're facing. And among those things that I always used to find so challenging was being able to filter out the voices of, even though they're well-meaning people, filter through the words and be able to disregard those things that have no value or no bearing on you. For example, the other day, I had three different people say to me, "Oh, well, you've hurt your shoulder. It's never going to be the same again." And another person said, "Well, I hurt my shoulder in November, and they said I wasn't going to need surgery. In February, I had surgery, and this thing hasn't been the same since." And then another one that said, "Well, now that you've had that injury, that is a prime magnet for arthritis." Well, you know what? I could listen to all of those things, but I choose to put my faith in what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says that by His stripes, I am healed already. Regardless of the fact that I took a spill, it was my fault, God is healing me. I am being going through that healing process. It's being made manifest one day at a time. I'm becoming stronger and stronger and better and better. Well, I'm sure a lot of you have heard, "Oh, I feel so bad for you. God doesn't expect you to go through this. He wants you to be happy. You know, maybe this whole thing is just God's way of bringing someone else into your life. Someone who will love you and appreciate you the way you deserve to be loved and appreciated." Well, if you filter all of that through the Word of God and you look at the example of the life of Christ, He suffered and He was righteous and He laid His life down for us because of love. And the world has many, many things to say, but the world also told me that I needed to give up and that my husband would never change and that my marriage would never be healed. But I'm so glad that God had something else to say about my husband and about my marriage and about my family. And I just want to remind you that He has written down in His Word lots of cool things for you. You are more than a conqueror through Him who loves you. You are called to be able to triumph in every place because of Christ's sacrifice. There's a lot of things that I could say, but even now I just pray that God would allow hope, renewed hope and vision to rise up in your heart, because, you know, we all need to have hope. It's not time to have your head hanging down your knees. It's time to lift up your head, for your redemption draws nigh. Even today, you might experience that long-awaited suddenly, because our God is a God of now. Our God is a God who cares. Our God is a God who heals. Our God is a God who resurrects. Well, I guess that's it for now. I don't want to run out of tape, but I love you all, and I will be talking to you next time. God bless you all. Bye-bye now.